Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I know you've been following the impeachment, but we're not going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about what immediately happened after the vote. Something amazing, because the Senate is back at work, and it's a good sign. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, I know that most people are tired of hearing or seeing this impeachment process that took place in Washington, D.C. The senators of the United States, including the Chief Justice, were tied up in the Senate chambers for hours listening to the arguments over and over and over again. You may have been actually following, or you may have seen after the effect, the final vote of the United States Senate, where, of course, on all the two articles of impeachment, there was an acquittal of President Donald Trump. But before the senators left the floor, Matt, and this is the amazing thing, the Senate President Mitch McConnell teed up five new judicial nominations that could be confirmed within the next week. So it's the Senate back at work, and the Senate is doing an amazing job under the leadership of Mitch McConnell to move these judges through the process. 187 judges have already been confirmed, a record number, in just this short period of time. This would add to five more, making it 192 judges. And of course, that number changes every week. It was kind of put on hold during the impeachment process because they were busy doing something else, obviously. But the Senate is back at work, and that is a good sign. In fact, I just had the opportunity to appear at a federal court of appeals, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, before two of President Trump's nominees that have been confirmed to the bench. And that was a case that I argued on change counsel. One of these five judges that Senator Mitch McConnell teed up for a procedural vote and eventually a full vote is a nominee, Andrew Brasher, to the same federal court of appeals, the 11th Circuit. So it is a good move to see that the Senate is back to work confirming judges.
Yeah, you mentioned Judge Brasher. They'll also look to Joshua Kindred, Matthew Shelp, Joshua Ness, and Philip Halpern, all of whom have been picked to be U.S. District Judges by President Trump. And as soon as McConnell did this, Trump sent a shout out. He said, working with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, thank you, Mitch, and his colleagues in the Senate, we have confirmed a record number of 187 new federal judges to uphold our Constitution as written. And from the Senate floor, after the impeachment hoax was slapped down, he announced five more to bring it to 192.
You know, that's amazing. 192. That's a historic number for a president to confirm. You know, and again, we see as we go to court, we see the difference between those that President Trump has confirmed and those from the previous administration that think they make the law. And as we get more and more of those who actually follow the Constitution, it is so much more refreshing to actually argue before them, isn't it?
And don't think this isn't a big part of the reason why they didn't try to impeach
Absolutely.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, why they wanted to, because this changes the complexity of the judiciary for decades. Mm-hmm. In fact, there was a person that the president knew. He actually gave this discussion about confirming judges when I was at an event where he spoke. And he said that when he first became president, he was told, and while he was going through the briefing process, that he had the opportunity to nominate some federal judges. And when he first asked, he thought maybe there was only a couple that he could do. He asked, well, how many are there? How many open seats are there? The answer is, at the time, 142. That's amazing. That's 142 vacant seats at the very moment that he was sworn in during the inauguration. 142 seats were available because those had been vacant and had not been filled by President Obama. Now, why he didn't fill them, I don't know, but he didn't. He didn't fill them. So he had already 142 that he was able to fill. And then, of course, he's now done 187. This would be 192.
So 142 plus 50.
Yeah, as well as two Supreme Court justices.
So 50 other ones have come up for vacancies during the 3 years of his presidency, and he's filling those.
Right.
And there's more. And so as a result of that, some of these federal court of appeals, particularly the Federal Court of Appeals, that have had domination by activist mindset judges appointed in part by Obama and others, have flipped to the point where they now have more judges. In fact, I think it's three. We're moving on the fourth one. The 11th Circuit is about ready to fit in that same category.
Yeah, the Ninth Circuit is like that, hasn't that flipped?
Ninth Circuit is a couple.
They're a couple shy. Yeah,
couple shy, but they're getting close.
Oh, he has changed the complexion, if you will, of the Ninth Circuit like no other. It could actually go originalist here for the first time in a long time.
It's amazing. And so, you know, when Liberty Counsel is now in its 30th year, and so we've been in existence since 1989. And we're moving into, you know, the 30th plus years now. So we've had the opportunity to argue before these federal judges at the district level, which is the entry trial level, the courts of appeal, and the United States Supreme Court. And I've had the privilege of arguing at all of those levels. We know what it means to have a judge on the bench that will actually be fair and apply the Constitution and the rule of law rather than have a judge that ignores it and comes up with their own argument to reach a predetermined result. Huge difference. And in fact, if just to illustrate that, if we had originalist on the court in 1973, we would never have Roe versus Wade, never have had it, because it's not in the Constitution. No matter what personal opinion someone may have, you can't put that in a judicial opinion. You've got to follow the law. If the people want to change the law, then the people can amend the Constitution. And of course, the people don't want to change the law to have the Constitution amended to kill children. So we would never have shed the innocent blood of over 61 million or so children and continuing if we had judges on the bench that respected the Constitution and the rule of law.
You know, President Trump sees that. In fact, he even gave a shout out to Mitch McConnell during his State of the Union address, thanking him for working, you know, what a great team he has to be able to do this.
Yeah, and so last year, Matt, the Mitch McConnell and the Republicans actually amended some of the procedural rules with regards to the lower district judges. There's two levels. There's the district, there's the Circuit Court of Appeals, and then, of course, the third level is the United States Supreme Court. So for the district level, after they actually passed the first procedural vote, which actually occurred, by the way, that procedural vote just to vote on them, then there's only 2 hours of debate. They used to drag it out for days. And that's why it took so long. And so they said, no, let's streamline this process because you already have a very extensive application that they have to file. And they get a chance to read all of that. And now you have 2 hours of debate on that particular nominee for the lower court judge. And then you have a vote.
Talk about streamlining. And Holly mentioned something. She mentioned the Supreme Court. So did you. McConnell has already said if a vacancy on the Supreme Court should happen before the election and Trump nominates a new Supreme Court justice, McConnell has said they will vote to confirm.
Yes. Yeah, they will. And, awesome. You know, I think we certainly, the Supreme Court is the grandfather, the father, if you will, of all of these issues in the sense that these cases are read in law schools. Therefore, the law school students are taught Supreme Court decisions. And from that, for good or bad, they get a pattern set on how to approach the Constitution. If they're activist decisions, then that's the pattern they get. They don't know any different because they're just now introduced to these constitutional principles, and that's just how it is. So that affects the law schools. That affects all these students that come out of law schools. It affects policymakers. It affects judges, lawyers, and so many other people. So this is a very, very significant decision to nominate judges that will follow the rule of law And again, we've had the privilege of actually arguing before some of these judges who have been appointed by President Donald Trump. The good news is he's selecting these based upon their judicial philosophy. Are they going to be originalists? Are they going to be consistent with the rule of law? Not on political favoritism, as some of the previous presidents have done. For more information, visit lc.org. Stand with us at Liberty Council. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.